Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Denise Gaskell, and welcome to the Monday morning motivational call for Team Glacken. Now, we get together every single week, as you probably know, to chat through a variety of business information, sometimes product details as well, just to kind of jumpstart your week and get you going. We do love that these calls are interactive, so all the lines will be unmuted, and we just enjoy the conversation. I do seem to have a little bit of a crackle in my line this morning, so I apologize if that's coming through. I did ask before we got started, and it sounds like it's okay on everybody else's end. It just happens to be my phone. So, again, good morning, and my name is Denise Gaskell. Today we're going to be talking about the monthly power plan, and this is something that you may have done or you may not have done, and maybe you don't even know about it. Maybe you haven't, or maybe you call it something else. But does anybody know what the power plan is, or has anybody used the power plan? I know Monday mornings are early, so if we don't get a lot of feedback, that's okay. But the monthly power plan is really a way to help you design your business, and it really keeps you in control of what happens. So the first step, what I think I'll do is I'll go through some of the process and some of the steps, and maybe you've done this and you call it something else, but feel free to jump in, and then I'll also pause, of course, during the piece so that we can have conversation. But the first thing that you want to do is determine your monthly Shackley goal. So the purpose of the power plan is to create a plan that gets you to that volume. So in other words, if you're, let's just use the number 2,000. Jennifer would probably slap me right now and tell me to do 5,000. So you pick a number in your head, whatever your goal is. And it could be for, you know, earning the trips. It could be to earn the PGV bonus. It could be to get someone to director, and that's really why I wrapped my head around the 2,000. You know, we talk a lot about knowing director and getting someone to director. So, and that's at the 2,000 PV level, although nobody likes to just kind of hang on there by your fingernails. So, you know, let's shoot for 3,000, let's just say. So let's use the analogy that we're going to determine our monthly Shackley goal is 3,000. Just to kind of give you some visuals, at least for me, that's I enjoy not only the conversation but kind of thinking things through with numbers. So this is the volume you know you will reach, okay? So you look at which names to put on column one. So if you think about your sheet of paper, on the left-hand side, you're going to write at the top names. And then this column is based on which people bring in the low-hanging fruit. And what we mean by this is that which people can you contact and easily get volume, right? So those are the ones who, you know, if you reach out to, they'll add to their order or they will purchase something, or somebody who's been saying that they'll, you know, be buying something and they just haven't for a while. So someone you know that you can reach out to who will bring in some volume. Maybe these are people who are also on auto ship, right? People you know that are consistently purchasing, let's say, 100 PV a month or 50 PV a month or whatever it is. So on the left-hand side, you're going to write down your sales leaders, business leaders, bonus earners, regular customers, people who are on auto ship, right? And then don't forget also at the bottom of that left-hand column to put down your personal use. So if you're like me and you're using 500 PV a month and more, you know what you'll be using. So on the left-hand side, don't forget to add you to that list. And so that's the first column. And then the second column, you put the amount that can be reasonably expected from each of those people, right? So maybe in the second column, you're going to put down the numbers without any involvement on your part, meaning without any phone call, without any kind of a nudge, what would these customers be bringing in? What PGV or OV amount can you reasonably expect from them? Okay, so first column names, second column in the middle there is the PGV OV amount. Does anybody have any questions before we move on, or what this might look like, or any comments? so everybody's still here.
Sounds good.
All right. So in the So in the third column, then, list any ideas and activities that you could use to create more volume. So examples of that would be an in-home event, an at-work event, new member orientations, sponsoring incentives, a strategy session, maybe with a business builder or somebody who's looking to earn bonuses, et cetera, Facebook events, any other ideas that you can think of. So some of the ways that you've used in the past to generate more volume. Right now, every month, just about Shaklee's offering specials as well. So, you know, don't forget to use the specials that Shaklee has created and encourage people to take advantage of that opportunity as well. So that second column, or that third column then, is your list of ideas. So be creative and let yourself get energized and excited. You might want to keep a list of these ideas actually off of the page or somewhere else. So a lot of times once you get going and you're writing these things down, you start to think through all the other things that you've thought about in the past, or maybe it hasn't come to fruition. So make sure that you're keeping a list of that as well. So in the fourth column then, you're going to show the projected opportunity that's possible with additional activity. So after a few months, you'll know what to reasonably expect from each activity, which is really nice. So if you're consistently doing events and you know that you bring in about 500 PGV from those events, then you could write that. Or from your new member orientations, after you sit down with somebody, maybe you know that you're in the 50 to 100 PV range or whatever it is, whatever your average is, just start to track that. And keep track of that. Again, you can do that third and fourth column on a separate page, just so you get an idea of all the activities and then what the additional PGV comes in from that. Now, I wasn't sure if somebody was asking a question. Again, it's a little bit bubbly on my end of the phone, so I apologize.
Okay.
Did somebody have a question? All right, so the next step then is pick up your calendar and your phone and start working on your plan. So then you'll have a results column as well to actually track your work. So this isn't something you just do one month. This is something that you can do month after month or every couple of months. A lot of times people will include this into their 90-day plan. But your power plan actually becomes like a master worksheet for the month, and keep it handy and visible at all times. I will tell you that oftentimes when I'm working on a project and if time gets away from me or, I go off schedule a little bit, next thing you know, I can't even find my power plan, right? It's buried under the desk or dropped on the floor or something. So maybe make a copy of it or scan it into your computer or whatever the easiest way for you to have a duplicate of that piece of paper, or several pieces of paper, so that you can, keep it visible, have it in front of you, maybe even post it on your door as you walk into your office or on your computer, wherever. But begin each month with this, with an updated power plan. So you'll be amazed at how much easier it is to continue to roll with the numbers, and it really becomes visible for me, super visible of where that consistent PV is, and where some work